Filmmaker Terry Zwigoff is best known for his acclaimed documentary Crumb, in which he chronicled the life and times of the underground comic artist R. Crumb. His 2001 feature, Ghost World, was a faithful adaptation of the comic book of the same name about a disaffected teenager. In Bad Santa, he teams up with Billy Bob Thornton and executive producers Joel and Ethan Coen to bring his underground sensibility to a feel-good Christmas movie. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
Two films in theaters this holiday season are melodramas of redemption that begin with their fallen heroes stinking drunk before a horrified audience. There's the disillusioned Indian fighter Tom Cruise in The Last Samurai. He ultimately joins forces with a band of fundamentalist nationalist warriors against the armies of Western capitalist modernity. And there's Billy Bob Thornton as an alcoholic, misanthropic, big butt fetishizer who sort of half discovers the maybe true meaning of Christmas at the end of Bad Santa. Both movies are a fascinating mixture of the conventional and the outlandish, but only Bad Santa has a sense of humor about its own absurdity. It's a cynical stunt that somehow manages to instill hope. It's also basically one joke, over and over. Billy Bob's Willie is a disgusting human being. He says vile things to kids and viler things to their parents, and when he isn't brusquely going through the motions as Santa Claus, he's swilling vodka or sodomizing large women, as well as the not-too-large and very sweet Santa groupie played by Lauren Graham. Willie is also an ace safecracker, the one thing his derelict daddy ever taught him how to do. The criminal mastermind is his partner, a midget named Marcus, played by Tony Cox. Every year they set up shop as Santa and an elf at a different mall or department store, and every year on Christmas Eve, they crack another safe and give themselves a merry little Christmas indeed. One of the things you have to get past is that there's no way even the laziest parents would let their kids sit on this guy's lap, and no way they'd let him keep spewing four-letter words and waving around broken liquor bottles and passing out and wetting his Santa suit. To feel the true joy of Bad Santa, you have to step outside the narrative and put yourself in the heads of Thornton and the director Terry Zwigoff and the executive producers Joel and Ethan Coen. You have to imagine what it felt like when the director yelled cut and everyone collapsed with laughter on the set and said, "Can we get away with this? Is nothing sacred?" Here's the first encounter between Willie and the motherless and fatherless kid, an obese simpleton, played by Brett Kelly, with a big blob of snot under his nose. The drunken Willie can't even be bothered to affix his beard properly.
Next. This is not the DMV, all right? Move it along. What do you want? Well, come on, what do you want? A snot rag?
It's not real.
Well, it was real, but you see, I got sick and all the hair fell out, so I have to wear this thing.
How'd you get sick?
I loved a woman who wasn't clean.
Mrs. Santa?
No, it was her sister.
What's it like at the North Pole?
Like the suburbs. Now get off my lap.
You are really Santa, right?
No, I'm an accountant. I wear this thing as a fashion statement, all right?
Okay.
Marcus, get this kid out of here. He's freaking me out.
I loved a woman who wasn't clean. How did they get through it without busting up? Billy Bob Thornton's performance is, there's no other word, beautiful. When Thornton played the James Carville figure in Primary Colors, his timing was great, but he didn't have that outsized, demented, swallow-the-world quality that Carville himself radiates. Thornton is curdled and bilious, with sallow skin and liver lips. He doesn't click in every part, but he's the greatest Bad Santa imaginable. He's in a tradition of Southern or Texan derelict nihilism out of Hunter S. Thompson and Harry Cruz and Terry Southern. Those of us who love it go for the mixture of the archly sophisticated and the potty-mouthed. Bad Santa is a gonzo parody of a Christmas redemption movie, but it also hits all the Christmas redemption movie beats, which means you get a warm, fuzzy feeling amid those four-letter words. It doesn't have subversive ideas. It's domesticated gonzo, like the equally fun but much cleaner School of Rock. Willie's Christmas epiphany is when he stands up for the kid, who's being bullied by some skater boys. Later he tells Marcus, "I beat the bleep out of some kids today, but it was for a purpose." The kid might be the most fascinating element here. It isn't entirely clear if he believes that this criminal alcoholic pervert is Santa, or that it's the best Santa someone like him could ever get, and therefore he chooses to believe. I think it's the latter, and that brings a tear to my aged eye. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. It just depends how low you're willing to stoop.
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate.